we've been together now for 14.
Please could we be given warning at the beginning of a programme if there's going to be anything about the Beatles, as all Beatle fans can make sure to listen, and have a chance to ring up other fans to make sure they are also listening. Yours Beatle Madly, Barbara Garnett, Grimshaw Lane, Ormskirk.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
What do I do when my love is away? How do I feel by the end of the day? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Thanks for the letter, Barbara, and we're on today later on, so don't forget, get on the phone and get all your friends listening.
Try with a little help from my friends.
Dear Public Ear, we heard your programme on December the 29th when Tony Hall said it'd be nice if the people who liked our kind of music would also appreciate the kind of records and music that we play at home, like Murray Wells' Miracles, and not to mention Marvin Gaye. We believe that the fans would like these singers if they had the chance to hear them, you see, because we don't seem to hear enough of them these days on the radio. So you'd make us very happy, Tony, and you'd absolutely break us up if you'd play us some. Yours sincerely, George Harrison.
And Ringo Starr. You wrecked me, gag, you fool.
What was your gag?
You know. Not to mention Marvin Gaye, and I say Marvin Gaye, and then you say, I told you not to mention him.
Thanks for your letter, George and Ringo.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
And not to mention Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye?
I told you not to mention Marvin Gaye. We believe that the fans would like these singers if they had the chance to hear them, you see, because we don't seem to hear enough of them these days on the radio. So you'd make us very happy, Tony, and you'd absolutely break us up if you'd play us some.
You are watching. Hey, this is John Lennon of the Beatles on 1010 WIMS.
Now, we just want to tell everybody, this was the Beatles station. They're taking over. They're telling us what to play.
I got one more week of this, and I'm going to become the fifth Beatles baby.
Paul, suppose you tell them what we got next, baby.
Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy. Now, when you introduce that, you want some echo in your voice?
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit. All right, now you say it, and then say who you are, and tell them the song we're going to play, and I'll give you the echo.
This is Paul McCartney from the 1010 WIMS, and it's Marvin Gaye,
and
here singing Pride and Joy.
Yeah, baby. You got it.
Right. single tape of recording of it?
Little Richard's one.
Marvin Gaye. Mary Wells.
Great.
The Exciters.
The Miracles.
Derek Taylor.
Hi, with a little help from my friends.
John Lennon in dark glasses, white trousers, blue plimsolls, black socks, lilac shirt, a multicolored jacket. And it's lovely to see you again, John, after about 3 months.
Great to see you, Derek, in your grey shirt, blue tie, grey trousers of a tweedy thingy, beetle boots and black socks.
They're not beetle boots.
They will be to anybody who's seen you in the States, Derek.
What's the film called, John?
They haven't got a title yet, Derek, so if you can think of one, we'll be pleased to hear from you, Derek.
I tried to help you once with an album cover, but didn't get very far. Have you had any ideas which come close to the title, or have they all been sort of laugh ideas?
They've all been laughs. He who laughs, 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 laughs. Things like that.
I think George had one which was something to do with Goldilocks.
Who's been sleeping in my porridge?
That sounds pretty close. Do you think you might use that one?
No, because we can't very well sing about who's been sleeping in my porridge, can we?
And will the title also be the title of a song, do you think?
It'll have to be.
Will it?
That's what I've heard.
Are you finding it fairly easy to move around in the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah, it's not bad at all, isn't it? Just the usual flat American tourists. Apart from that, it's not bad.
Somebody was telling me about the send-off at London Airport.
It was me.
Was it?
Yes, it was very big, because it was a half day for the school, okay. So there was about 8,000 or 10,000 there. It was like the crowd we had when we got back from America first time. It was very good.
That's probably the biggest send-off. While you've had huge crowds going in, normally you don't get a big crowd to see you out.
No, that's right, so it's probably the biggest send-off we've had.
The Beatlemania level in England, if you'll forgive the phrase, because I know you don't like the phrase, is still pretty high. It's very high in America, too.
Good. Get high with a little help from my friends.
When are you due back in America?
I think it's about the autumn, or the fall, as they call it, I think.
When you leave here, where will you be going?
England for 2 days, then to Austria for a week, and then back to England for the rest of the film.
Do you know how long it'll be before the film's released?
I have no clue, you know, I've no idea.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Looking for a filter cigarette that really satisfies?
Looking for
one that will give you the pleasure you want in smoking?
Yes,
maybe. Well, look no more. No, there is a cigarette that gives you the power you are looking for.
Which one?
Kent.
Kent.
The exclusive Micronite filter.
Yes. Hey! Kent.
John,
what's
that, George?
Have you got a cigarette for me, please?
I think I've got one here for you, George. It's Marlboro.
I've just got a packet.
With a micro-knee finger.
Marlboro with a micro-knee finger?
No,
why? Thank you very much, John.
It's a big cigarette.
I will.
For a big man.
Ha, I will light it now. We are smoking on
Marlboro.
George and
John.
Buddy
and pal.
Your pretty brown eyes. Your wavy hair. I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I'm telling you now, like I told you before.
Come on.
Could it be anybody?
Funny thing about some songs is when you're writing them, you can think you're someone else. And on Friends to Go, I realised I was playing George Harrison. So it, to me, it just started to sound like a George Harrison song. So I was kind of writing it with that in the back of my mind. So it was like, you know, I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to leave so I don't have to hide. I'll be where they didn't know. You know, that whole sequence. I could see George doing it. I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. So that was it. No, I was just sat down to write, and I say, you know, the sort of feeling of George came over me, and I kept writing and thinking, George could have written this. So it was nice. It was a nice sort of friendly song to write.
I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to leave so I don't have to hide. I'd prefer they didn't know. So I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. I've been sliding down a slippy slope. I've been climbing up a slowly burning rope. But the flame is getting low. I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. You never need to worry about me. I'll be fine on my own. Boom, 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 boom. Someone else can worry about me. I've spent a lot of time on my own. I've spent a lot of time on my own. I've been waiting till the danger passed. I don't know how long the storm is gonna last. If we're gonna carry on, I'll be waiting on the other side till your friends are gone. So won't you tell me what I wanna know? I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go. For your friends to go. Well, I've been waiting on the other side. I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
This is life. Thank you.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
Do you find it terribly difficult to choose your friends? Because I would think in your position it must be awfully difficult. The people that probably would be nicer, you know, wouldn't sort of come and say hello to you and get to know you. One feels that you might be getting surrounded by a lot of the wrong people.
Yeah, I think
because
that
happens. Because they've got the cheek to, you know, get to know you.
That happens, but generally the ones who are friends choose themselves, you know. It just seems to happen. You know, you don't sort of go out and say, I'll have you for my friend.
Come by me, love, love. I need you, love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me, I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize, as I looked in your eyes, you told me, oh yes, you told me, you don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. And feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you.
I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Are you sad because you're on your own?
How close are you? We've had reports that you're not as close as you used to be and that the Beatles aren't as rich as everyone's thought they were and
yeah,
that they might
true.
Have to close down Apple.
Yes, well, that's
how true
that's
is this, Ringo?
Well, should we take them one at a time?
Yes.
All right, what was the first one?
Are you as close?
Yes. You know, there's that famous old saying, you always hurt the one you love. And we all love each other and we all know that, but we still sort of hurt each other occasionally, you know, where we just misunderstand each other. And we go off, you know, and it builds up to something bigger than it ever was. And then we have to come down to it and get it over with, you know, and sort it out. And so we're still really very close people.
Does it worry you to be alone?
On the new album that you mentioned that you're going to be recording, what kind of, you know, instrumentation are you going to be doing on it?
Well,
it
really depends.
Is it going to be you playing all the instruments?
No, no. I'd much rather play with other people, you know, because united we stand, divided we fall. I think musically it can sound much more together if you have a bass player, drummer, and, you know, a few friends, a little help from your friends.
We've been together all that time. We've been together now for 40 years.